Hello everyone and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? Estoy con JP. I'm with JP here.
Howdy.
Hello, and I'm Leonardo.
Hey, Leo.
Hello. ¿Qué pasa, JP? What's new?
Well, not a lot. I want to tell you my story about the street fight. You want to do that now or later?
Let's do it now.
Okay. So I was at this music festival.
Yeah.
And my friends and I decided to go to this night market, right?
Uh-huh.
In this night market, folks, you know, we're broadcasting from Shanghai, China. We were outside of Shanghai in a different city for this music festival. And often in Chinese towns, the night markets have restaurants that are completely outdoors. So the tables are outside, the kitchen is outside.
Good.
Yeah. And we ordered these crawfish and, you know, some vegetables and some pork and stuff. And it was delicious.
Sounds good.
Okay. So we were eating there. And all of a sudden, we started noticing that people were like shouting and pushing each other. There was these two guys pushing each other, right?
Uh-huh.
And pretty soon, there was a lady that was joining the fight, and she was pushing them and shoving them too.
No way.
And we couldn't understand them because, you know, they were speaking Zhenjianghua, they were speaking the local dialect, so, you know, we didn't understand what they were saying in Chinese. But the lady, we could tell from her apron that she was from the cold noodle stand, right? She was not like part of these original parties. She was just the lady that was...
So she just got into the
She
fight.
Got into it. They were yelling for hours, and a crowd formed. There was this other lady with like this crazy perm and the kappa jacket, you know, those kappa jackets.
Yeah.
With the two ladies that were sitting back to back.
Yeah.
And she looked crazy. And so she broke a bottle. Like, she was holding a bottle, and I was sitting with a bunch of English people and New Zealander, and they were like, oh, she's going to throw the bottle. And then she broke the bottle. Right.
Whoa.
She broke the bottle, and, you know, she started swinging it around, and my friend from New Zealand is like, oh, that's a knife now. So apparently they're used to throwing but not slashing. Anyway, so then she was in the fight, so now there's these two women are in a fight and two guys, and this crowd of like 50 people has formed around, you know, right next to our outdoor restaurant, right?
Wow.
And pushing and shoving, and this kappa girl is swaggering with this bottle, and pretty soon there was people were on the ground and they were punching, and I think somebody was getting beat down. It was awful. It's awful. I
was
know.
There blood?
Well, actually, kappa girl, who seemed a little bit drunk, she did swing the bottle into a guy's face, and he was cut just under the eye, and we were like, oh my goodness. And the British people I were with were horrified. But even more horrifying, the cold noodle lady came to our restaurant. We saw her go to our, you know, the outdoor kitchen on the street.
Yeah.
We saw her look at the table and decide, I'm going to take that. And she grabbed the wok from the fire.
No.
She turned around and she started hitting the guy. And it was like bong, bong, bong. Yeah. And the people I was with, they were just like screaming at this point. They're like, no, no, no. Okay. Anyway, our restaurant owner came and took the wok away from her and put it back on the fire. But the fight kept going. They just go and go for hours here. Because, you know, where I'm from, if there are signs of a fight, people will step in and separate you, right? They'll take you away. Right? That doesn't happen here.
Here's a show, isn't it?
It's, yeah, and you're winning over the crowd. And then at one point, the women got fed up and they kind of left. And the dudes started duking it out, and they were pushing each other, and they fell together into a row of bicycles. And one bicycle fell, another bicycle fell, another bicycle fell on a little kid.
Domino. Oh, really?
Yeah, on a little kid. And at that point, my friend Cookie, he was out of his chair, and he was like, you know, running to get the kid out from under the bike. And the people were yelling at him. They were like, hey, this is not your business. Right? This is...
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, he's, you know, we're all Chinese here. You know, this is Chinese business. And we were like, oh my God, the kid. Anyway, the cops came and they like took pictures of stuff. It was funny though, because, you know, the cops here in China, they don't have guns, you know, they don't even carry billy clubs. It's just a uniform and everybody respects them, right?
Yeah.
So they showed up and everybody parted, and then the people that were fighting went straight to the cops and started pleading their case.
Yeah,
like they
yeah,
were the
yeah.
judges, right? So the cops grabbed Kappa Girl and put her in the back of the car, right?
Also, they actually took some action.
They put her in the back of the car, and then the lobbying ensued. And the lobbying, you know, and then Cold Noodle Lady was showing, you know, was showing the cops where the glass was broken and stuff like that. While all that was happening, Kappa Girl got out of the car.
No way.
And started arguing again. She got right back into it. You know, you'd think she'd like scram or something, but she wouldn't. After that, after a while, like an hour after that, finally, you know, the cops dispersed everybody and everybody left, and after they had taken pictures of the broken glass and everything, you know, and they'd taken Kappa Girl away, it was finally over, and so we asked for the check.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah, it was disturbing. Especially the women that I was sitting with, they were very disturbed by it. But
this happens very often here in China.
It does. This is actually the first...
But normally they don't hit each other, right?
Yeah, normally it's just yelling.
Yeah, and believe me, they yell all over the place. Well, that was a very Chinese story.
Thank you.
Let's keep going with Spanish Bud.
Spanish Bud, what's that?
Spanish Bud is a great, amazing product.
Okay, why don't you tell us what lessons are coming up?
The lessons coming up this week are finally the baby week we talked about before.
Oh, good. So three of those baby lessons are coming out
this
week.
Yeah, one came out this week that mm-hmm. was crawling.
Okay.
But now we're going to have on Monday Baby Bottle.
Okay.
That's a newbie lesson.
All right, that's free for everybody to listen to.
That's right. On Wednesday, there's a lesson coming out. It's called Change Diapers.
Okay.
These things you love to do, kind of,
yeah.
JP.
Yeah, I've never changed a diaper before.
And on Friday, we have an elementary lesson, and that's High Chair.
High Chair, okay.
And that will be our three lessons of the week.
Excellent.
That's all, babies. Finally.
All right. Now, the newbie lesson is free for everybody to listen to, but the other lessons are available by subscription. And if you're thinking about getting a SpanishPod subscription, please, folks, come to SpanishPod.com and check out the 7-day free trial. Now, this week, we have got a newbie lesson, an intermediate lesson, and an elementary lesson. And those lessons, we had actually finished those a while ago, as you can tell from our last three que pasas. We've got more advanced lessons coming up. They're in the queue, and Liliana is busy writing them right now. So those of you who are looking for more advanced lessons from intermediate to advanced, don't worry, they're coming out.
They are coming, yeah.
They're coming.
Also, you're thinking about subscribing now to Spanish Pod, you should consider that now English Pod is part of the Praxis Pass.
Oh, the Praxis Pass is that subscription that gives you access to Spanish Pod, French Pod, Italian Pod, Chinese Pod, and English Pod now.
Yeah. I mean, if you are listening to this, you might already speak English.
Mm-hmm.
But what if your partner is from other country and she's okay. trying to learn English.
Okay.
You could maybe share a subscription,
mm-hmm.
get the Praxis Pass. One person will study Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and the other one can get his English better.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
That is great. Now, we do have listeners from all over the world, not just the U.S., but, you know, Russia, the Philippines, we're talking about.
That's right.
New Zealand, Australia, so England.
If you're trying to get your English better, English Pod,
mm-hmm.
it's part of the Praxis Pass now.
Excellent.
So we had the last La Clave episode for this season, right,
yes,
GP?
We did. We completed all the verb tenses in the indicative mood, so we're going to take a summer break.
That's good.
Yeah.
And the last one was Conditional Perfect.
Uh-huh, El Condicional Perfecto.
Yeah, that was a very interesting episode.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, with the whole thing, you becoming crazy.
Yeah, that's not true, right, Leo? I'm totally not a crazy person.
I don't know, man.
Tell the people that I'm not crazy.
Okay, just a little bit.
All right.
Also, Cooking with Tabasco just came out,
mm-hmm.
episode number 17, and it is frijoles charros. Have you tried frijoles charros?
I have had frijoles charros, and you know, they're beans, they're kind of like a soup, but they're kind of like beans, they're delicious.
Actually, there's a funny story when we were recording that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, part of the recipe had bacon in it.
That's right.
So we went to the supermarket, mm-hmm. we bought bacon, and when we were cooking the recipe, the bacon had like this maple flavor.
It was maple flavored bacon. It ended up being a very interesting and complex frijoles
yeah,
charros.
It was like this Canadian frijoles charros. It was not that bad.
No, it wasn't. It was delicious.
But don't do it with bacon, with maple bacon.
Right, do it with the smoked bacon.
Yeah.
Not everything's good news here. Lisa, our sound engineer, it's her last day today.
Oh, Lisa, where are you going? No te vayas, Lisa.
Please, Lisa, don't go.
Lisa, thank you so much for your work behind the soundboard. It has definitely been a joy to work with you, and we wish you well in your future endeavors.
All right, so Lisa, thank you very much. All these sound effects and everything comes from Lisa.
That's right.
Davidico teach her,
mm-hmm.
but Lisa became better.
She is. She's kind of better than Davidico.
Don't tell Davidico.
Don't tell Davidico.
Final news. We have a new kind of thing when you're trying to subscribe to Spanish Pod. So for those of you that are listening to us in iTunes,
mm-hmm.
If you come to Spanish Pod and try to subscribe, which is free, and you can get a 7-day free trial, mm-hmm. there's going to be a little step that you have to do in order to complete your subscription. Is that when you put all your data, like username, password, and everything, mm-hmm. they will send you an email to the email that you gave us. So once you receive this email, it's kind of a verification email. Oh, you just have to click on a little link that we provide, mm-hmm. and it's going to drive you back to our webpage.
Okay, and this is just to prove that people have real emails.
Yeah, that's right.
I think people are used to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's just a little step. So mm-hmm. provide a real email. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to subscribe.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's not so complicated.
Okay.
But it's
okay.
It's an improvement for us to not send emails all over the place to fake emails.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for this week. Sorry the ladies aren't here. They were too busy.
Yeah, they were on the phone.
But probably we have them here next week.
Absolutely.
Hopefully. All right. See you next week. This is Spanish.
Hello.
Bye-bye.